Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and consigliere. It's Marketing Monday, and today's guest is author Eric Huberman. Today's show is brought to you by Answer Connect, Thrive, and True Presence. True Presence has an integrated digital marketing platform for franchises and multi-location businesses with a marketing tech stack that powers your website, email marketing, e-commerce, social media, and directories management. True Presence has developed a new technology that can better track franchise websites, including franchise microsites. They track and report on 75 SEO attributes that indicate health. They compare franchise locations to each other and to local competitors and report back to you what needs improvement in order to perform better. Learn more at truepresence.com. Eric Huberman is the CEO and founder of marketing agency Hawk Media and has served over 3,000 brands over the past decade. His new book is called The Hawk Method. It's available now. And Eric joins us for the first time on Social Geek right now. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing just great. I can't wait to dive into a little marketing and branding talk today. But before we get there, you've got to tell me about your brand, Hawk Media, The Hawk Method. What's the story behind The Hawk?
Growing up in a small town called Ojai in Southern California, I was talking to a Chumash Native American chief when I was about seven, and he told me red-tailed hawks were always looking over me. So it felt appropriate to have that red hawk looking over me when I had my company.
I love that. And why did you go with a cool name like hawk? I mean, there's really no better animal than a hawk to watch over, right? As long as he's on your side. Why did you go with a cool name like that, as opposed to what we see so many other people in the space do, and that's go with the name of their last name or even their first name, you know, the Huberman company? Why did you go with Hawk?
Yeah, I wanted to have the opportunity to scale. And I know that if you put your name on it, then at least for the next few decades, everyone that calls is going to want to talk to the name on the door. And I don't want that.
Right.
It doesn't mean I'm not always open to talking to people, but like, I wanted to build a team and a company that wasn't about me. It was about the company. And so putting my name on it just felt, like a mistake.
Yeah. Tell me about the book. It just came out, I think, last week or maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point. What was sort of the origin story of doing this book?
It came up about 2.5 years ago. So I've been asked, I mean, my whole business is around helping companies understand and develop marketing. And so my career has been around looking at marketing, explaining it to people that may not know marketing, and dissecting what they're doing, what their strategy is, and quickly being able to assess where the opportunities are. And through that, I started getting asked to speak publicly about marketing and how to understand it. So developed this talk that I was doing over and over again around, you know, how marketing works, our marketing method, giving an overview of marketing and helping people understand it. And then 2.5 years ago, got approached by a friend of a friend that ran a book marketing agency and said, hey, would you want to put out a book? I would love to ghostwrite it. I, you know, come from a marketing background and a book background. And so ended up working with him, basically dictated the book to him. He then got it transcribed. Then we edited it together and spent 2.5 years putting this thing together and getting it out there. But the idea is it's basically a framework to understand marketing, because I felt it was a little too opaque for people.
And it feels like it's never been more important than right now. And, you know, I think we all tend to think that whatever we're working in the moment is the most important time in that industry ever, right? But it does really feel to me that branding especially is right now more important than ever. There's just so much noise out there and so much to rise above that if your brand is not top of mind and it's struggling a little bit, there's just no way to rise above. Why do you think that is right now?
Yeah, I think it's always been that way. I mean, there's so much noise that you have to be constantly reminding people, like, no, we're still here. No, we're still here. Like, staying top of mind is probably the most important part of marketing at this point, is making sure that people remember you when they're ready to make a purchase, when they're ready for whatever it is you're offering. And depending on the space, it becomes even more so if it's not just timing based, like you're a restaurant or some sort of a chain. Like, you want people to choose you when they're hungry versus someone else. That means you have to be top of mind when that comes up. So that has become not only an important part, but also something that's doable. And I think that's the issue too, is you're dealing in a competitive landscape where your competitors are able to keep themselves top of mind all the time during the period when that person's making a buying decision. You have to use these tools to get more targeted in that way.
What's the biggest mistake brands are making right now? And maybe this is, I guess we call this the post-COVID era. And so many brands have changed their marketing tactics over the past two and a half years. What's the biggest mistake that you see out there on a regular basis?
Not understanding the idea of a purchase cycle, which is the period from when someone becomes aware you exist to when they actually buy. So many people look at their marketing on like a daily performance or a weekly performance basis, and marketing doesn't work that fast. It takes weeks to months. Usually it's several weeks to several months for someone from the first time they're introduced to a company to when they actually purchase. And it, obviously there's a lot of different nuance in there, but understanding that, finding ways to track that so that you can understand how long it on average takes someone to buy is critical in understanding how your marketing is performing. Because if I'm spending money today, but my average purchase cycle is a month, that means I'll see in a month what the performance is. If I start measuring it tomorrow or next week, I'm probably going to cut off my marketing because I don't think it's performing, even though, because it's not showing me anything. And this happens way too often in this industry.
Do you find that digital tools and, you know, this access to almost instant data actually hurts people sometimes, because they're watching this, you know, almost like they're buying and selling a stock, and they react too quickly?
Yes, that's exactly it. That's actually a really good metaphor for it. It's, you know, investing in a stock and then being like, oh God, and pulling out and being like, no, this is a long play thing. Now, it is different because a stock, like, it's the value, and until you sell, you haven't technically lost anything. With marketing, it's an expense. So I get it. I get the propensity to want to cut it off, but you have, like, what we try to do is don't get into it until you're ready to see it through.
Do you typically have sort of a timeline that you lay out with a client saying, you know, if you're going to do this in Instagram or, you know, whatever display, anything
based on their business. So it's based on their company's average purchase cycle. We'll send you traffic from different places, but on average, how fast does someone buy? And if they don't know that number, we'll try to ascertain it to get their purchase cycle period. But it just depends on the company more than it does the channel. And we'll tell them, like, this is how long it takes. But this is another part of this mistake that's a huge mistake people make is marketing. It's not like, if marketing doesn't work, then your business is defunct. Like, it's not just like let's try it and see if it works. And if it doesn't, we'll just turn it off. Like, okay, but that means your business is screwed up. So, like, it's more about being iterative and continuing to fix it and tweak it and make it better than it is like, did it work or not? A lot of people try to simplify it into a very binary decision. That is, again, another big mistake.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, back in the old days, and by old days, I mean 10 years ago, there were some brands that could get by with very little or no marketing. You know, they had some secret sauce, or they had, you know, just some ridiculous loyal following, and they didn't really have to put much in terms of resources into marketing. I don't see that happening now. Would you agree with that? That you just can't get away with not marketing now?
Correct. I actually very much agree with that, because the difference is foot traffic is now comes from marketing. Like, people aren't basing most of their business off just straight foot traffic. And there's so, again, competition. People are constantly reminding people to go to somewhere else using digital. So we saw it in the beginning of COVID where you by cutting off marketing, you're cutting off your own oxygen right now. So I think, like, there used to be the cliches in old recessions that marketing's the first to go. I think marketing will be the first to go going forward if you're just, you know, basically throwing away your business, because you will quickly see the impact of that on your business, because everyone else that isn't making marketing the first to go will immediately start stealing your customers. And it is that fast.
We love cliches here. We love talking about old cliches. Any other marketing cliches out there that you would love to just banish from the earth?
That creative is the first thing you need to focus on, and that creative is all that matters.
Yeah.
That's a big thing in marketing. That's like, no, actually target it. You can test different creative works with different targets. So I actually would say figuring out the targeting and testing different creative is what matters. People, you know, still like the old school way of doing the things, the Omnicom, WPP, Deutsch way of doing things is creative first, come up with a massive campaign, the next Geico Gecko, and let's go. And it's like, that's not actually how marketing needs to work anymore because you can be so iterative.
What else is happening out there that maybe some brands are just not aware of? Maybe it's new channels. Maybe it's just a new way of doing things. Do you see anything coming our way this year specifically that you're really pointing to some of your clients and saying, you guys really need to be on the boat with this channel or maybe a new way of doing things?
Yeah, TikTok is growing really fast.
Yeah.
So I would say that's probably the biggest one. Things don't change that fast in marketing. Another cliche is, it's such a rapid changing industry. Except for people are spending, 70% of their money on Facebook and Google for the past decade.
Yeah.
So it doesn't change that fast. Things are changing and getting thrown at you, but the people that chase these shiny objects are the ones that actually get screwed by it. Most people are fine.
It feels like in the franchise space where I spend a lot of time, TikTok right now is the number one unknown. I think 2 years ago we were saying you've got to do something with TikTok. Now people understand they need to be involved or engaged or be looking at it. But I think there's still just this gap of, what the hell do I do on TikTok that's going to matter? Any advice for people who haven't done anything and are, sort of wading into the TikTok waters right now?
Yeah, I mean, the ad platform isn't fully mature yet, so I wouldn't expect it to be, replace everything else you're doing, but it's like anything. Start to play with it, put some money towards it so you learn it and make it work. Like you have to do unique creative for TikTok. You want to make it feel like a seamless experience. That's where you're going to get the benefit, is it feels like a TikTok when you're advertising. Mm-hmm. The algorithm is pretty impressive on the organic side, where if you create something that's actually interesting for any audience, it can go viral very quickly, and it's the only platform that can do that. So again, it's about, but then make sure you really do have a consumer-driven audience, because their targeting isn't perfect yet.
Yeah. It feels like it's sort of the one place right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the one place where you could actually reach people who have no idea who you are. Every other social channel that we're touching right now feels like, you're preaching to the choir. And, unless you're spending a lot of ad dollars, there's just no organic way to reach anybody other than the people who've known who you are for 10 years already.
Yeah. And honestly, you don't even reach them. Like these platforms don't
1% of them, right?
Exactly. They really don't want you to organically reach anything. And that's why these platforms are still good advertising platforms, but organic is a waste.
Yeah.
It's kind of a checkbox at this point. It's not something that does a whole lot anymore.
Excellent. Eric, the book is called The Hawk Method, and we wish you the best of luck with it. If people want to check out the book or maybe learn a little bit more about the agency itself, where can we send them?
So Hawk Method on every bookstore. So Amazon, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, et cetera. That's easy. And then hawkmedia.com, really the best place to go. We publish tons of content. If you want a free audit and marketing strategy session, we give them. So you can sign up there. Should be pretty straightforward.
Excellent. And if you're not familiar with the Hawk Method, just go on LinkedIn pretty much any day this week. That's all I've seen in my feed this week on LinkedIn, Eric. So I think that's a good sign from the marketing community. Thanks so much for being here. We look forward to chatting again real soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Before we go, a quick word from Thrive. Thrive is an end-to-end client experience software for growing franchise brands. With their turnkey solution, franchisors can be confident every location is running and growing on the same franchise marketing software. Easily view your best and worst performing locations, filtered by metrics such as geography, average order value, number of appointments, and more. Keep tabs on your entire business and individual locations, all from one place. Check it out today at thrive.com/features/franchises. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here speaker to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.